This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a look at the rising cost of community colleges around Illinois. And we'll have a look at the AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. An overflow crowd at a Parkland College conference room testified last night about their needs and concerns on the state budget for the next fiscal year. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
Dozens of people testified at the Illinois House hearing, one of several being held around the state this month. Many were social service providers like Pastor Robert Rasmus of Lutheran Social Services. He complained of flat or declining state funding and delays in state payment for services stretching to 5 or 6 months.
To sum up our situation, the state pays its human care service providers too little for those services and now makes us wait months and months for payments owed to us. This is no way to run a business or a state.
Republican State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says he's been hearing more complaints about longer payment cycles. He blames Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He's basically financing his massive health care expansion without any approval from the legislature or spending authority by pushing back the payment cycles. So while he adds people to the must-be-paid list, he's not paying the people who are already in line.
Urbana Democrat Naomi Jacobson chairs the House Human Services Committee. She says she'll ask some of the agency heads to discuss the problem of delayed state payments further. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Champaign City Council members approved a new council district map last night that will be used during the next municipal election. The new map was necessary to reflect the city's growth on the west and south sides of town. Last year's special census revealed that area of Champaign grew by about 8,000 people, upsetting the population balance between the five council districts. District 4 Councilmember Marcy Dodds voted against the new map. She says it doesn't provide a nonpartisan mix in the different districts.
I think, actually, interestingly enough, it makes some a little bit more Democratic, including District 4, and some a little bit more Republican. And I don't agree with that.
But Councilmember Michael Ledoux says he believes that the new map doesn't change the previous population mix of the districts too much. The new district boundaries will take effect with the 2009 city council elections, but they'll have to be redrawn after the next full census in 2010. Last night, the city council also approved a $10.5 million bid for construction of a 600-space parking garage in downtown Champaign. The price is above the city's initial estimate for the project, but lower than what came in during an earlier round of bids. The next wave of home and mobile computing will be helped along by work at the University of Illinois. AM 580's Tom Rogers reports on a new $18 million research center based in part in Champaign-Urbana.
Two of the industry's biggest players, Microsoft and Intel, say they'll help the U of I and the University of California, Berkeley, develop consumer uses for parallel computing. That means using two or more processors together to handle bigger and bigger tasks. That's already in use in so-called dual-core chips. Those are the latest processors in laptops and desktops. Intel's research director, Andrew Chen, says teaming those chips up will help the computer industry keep making faster and more powerful machines.
Using parallelism allows us to deliver performance at a greater energy efficiency, but it also appears that parallelism is the path forward to the unprecedented levels of performance that we need to continue to deliver to keep this engine of growth and progress going.
Chen says the two companies chose Illinois for its history of working on parallel computing. The U of I was also recently chosen to host the world's fastest computing array, which will use many different processors working together as well. The new center's co-director, U of I professor Mark Sneer, says one challenge will be to develop programs to work on the multi-core concept and to make them simple. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is scheduled to sign property tax relief legislation this afternoon. The governor will be joined by legislative leaders from both parties in the 1 p.m. Eastern signing ceremony. The plan includes raising the sales tax from 6% to 7% beginning April 1st to help pay for part of the property tax relief. Homeowners' tax bills will be capped at 1% of their home's values in 2010, with 2% limits for rental property and 3% caps on business property. The caps could be exceeded if voters approve major bonding projects through referendums. A group of pharmacists say it's wrong that they could lose their licenses for refusing to dispense the morning after pill. Jenna Dooley has more on their court fight.
A group of pharmacists took their case to the Illinois Supreme Court, arguing it's morally wrong to dispense emergency contraception. They argue it's the same as abortion, but anyone refusing to give out the morning after pill, as the state requires, can lose their job. 3 years ago, Governor Blagojevich told pharmacists it was their obligation to fulfill requests for emergency contraception, regardless of personal beliefs. Mark Renzi, who represents the pharmacists, says the rule compels them to do something they otherwise wouldn't. He says the state has other options besides handcuffing pharmacists.
If the state wants to make it more available, the state could go about in any number of ways. The state could give it out for free. The state could give it out directly. The state could keep a database so that every customer would know exactly which pharmacies carry it and which do not. There's simply no reason to force people to violate their religion.
A lawyer for the governor, who supports the state rule, told justices that it's unlikely the pharmacists would ever face a situation that would compromise their job, as they're not required to keep the pills in stock. It could take months before the justices reach a decision. I'm Jenna Dooley.
For the latest newscast online, go to wyol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bonser. Anyone paying a college tuition knows the cost of higher education is on the rise. That's definitely the case for Illinois' community colleges. Over the last 10 years, the cost of going to some of these schools has more than doubled. School officials worry the community college system is becoming unaffordable to the students it was made for. Mike Ree has this report.
When Carlos Borro opens up his laptop these days, he's not fixing computer networks. That's what he used to do up until about 3 years ago. In fact, Borro spent most of his working life dealing with computers, traveling the country, helping set up systems. But gradually, he says he noticed companies hiring younger, cheaper workers to do his job, or moving jobs like his overseas.
At one time, you know, 80s, 90s, it was a great place to be. Now, as I get a little... I don't want to say older, but you know, I'm 40, and I need a field where I can be successful long into my 60s, 70s, because I plan to work at least that long.
His new career plan? Paralegal work. Borro is finishing up classes this year at Harper College in northwest suburban Palatine.
By changing careers, I could not only have a better position, a more stable position, but also have a much larger impact on people's lives, which is what drives me, which is what I want most to do.
Borro says he has had to make some sacrifices to pay for school. A full year at Harper now costs more than $3,000. Like many other community colleges, Harper's seen steady increases in tuition over the last decade. In fact, the school has raised tuition 11 years in a row. School spokesperson Phil Burdick says that's tough for some people.
We're losing our mission, which is supposed to be to provide accessible and affordable higher education. And if we keep raising our tuition like this, we are going to make ourselves unaffordable to the people that we're supposed to serve.
Even with the increased tuition, Harper has had to cut some costs. For instance, Burdick says staffing levels haven't changed in the last 10 years, even though enrollment is up. Talk to any school official in the area about the reason for this, and you'll hear the same story, that state funding has been falling short.
Well, that is the big issue.
That's Richard Anderson, a trustee at the College of Lake County for more than 30 years.
You know, investment in higher education and education in general, this state, really, since 9/11, has fallen badly behind.
Anderson says in 1982, the state was funding nearly a third of the college's operating costs. Now, it funds less than 10%. The school has raised tuition 8 years in a row. Anderson says that makes the barrier to entry higher, and that's not just a loss to students.
We provide the training so that our citizens can go out and get the jobs at Abbott Laboratories, Baxter, all the big employers here in Lake County. And without the trained workforce, those companies will look elsewhere where there is a trained workforce.
Students are studying and mingling in a lounge at the College of Lake County. A few students say the tuition hike is bad news. But others, like Diana Lane, say the school is still a bargain compared to most universities. She used to go to one and says her classes are just as good. She looks at the tuition hike this way.
With how much people spend on their cell phones and their text messaging, people aren't afraid to, you know, get unlimited text messaging for $5 extra a month. Why worry about spending $5 extra on a class that's going to help you succeed in the future?
But community colleges can't depend on increasing tuitions for much longer. That's because an Illinois statute limits the amount schools can charge students. Ellen Andrus says some schools are approaching that limit. Andrus is chief financial officer for the board that oversees community colleges in Illinois. She says without more state funding or property taxes, some schools will be forced to think about doing things they've never done before, like cutting classes or capping enrollment. Andrus says in the case of certain niche programs, that's a tough choice to make.
You know, a lot of times remedial ed tends to be more expensive. You know, we certainly can't look at stopping those programs, but it's the decisions that have to be made, and they're new decisions for us.
Judging by the new state budget proposal, these kinds of discussions are likely to get more serious. Community college funding is flat again, as it has been for the past decade. I'm Mike Reed.
In the forecast for the region, a flood watch is in effect until 1 this afternoon. Otherwise, today, cloudy skies, lingering showers during the morning. Otherwise, cloudy, windy, and cooler, the high 45. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, the low 30. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Thursday, the high around 50 degrees, becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a low of 37. Cloudy skies Friday with periods of rain, the high 46. Mostly cloudy Friday night, rain showers possibly mixed with snow overnight, the low 30. Mostly cloudy Saturday with a high of 42 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 19th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.